This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We are not moving on now. A nation of savers, not even close. The average household has basically no retirement savings. That's according to the National Institute on Retirement. And those that do, and it's not a big group, most of them have work-related savings plans like 401ks. There are individual retirement accounts as well, created decades ago to let everyone save. But the Wall Street Journal reports today on a study from the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College that says IRAs aren't serving the people they were most intended to help. Marketplace's Rima Kreis has more.
Thinking about retirement often happens because your employer is thinking about it for you. Teresa Gallarducci is an economics professor at the New School for Social Research.
Only half of American workers even have a retirement account, mostly because half of Americans work for employers that don't offer one.
And a big chunk of the nearly $8 trillion sitting in individual retirement accounts was rolled over from employer-sponsored plans. So why aren't more workers without employer plans taking advantage of IRAs? Olivia Mitchell heads up the Pension Research Council at Wharton. She says one reason, they don't have money to save.
The other is that Social Security will pay you a relatively high benefit once you hit retirement. So the need to save more may actually be reduced for low-wage workers.
IRAs also tend to have high fees, which can erode tax benefits, especially for small contributions. Again, Gallarducci.
In fact, a low-income person might do better by just putting the money under the mattress.
And for a lot of people, an IRA isn't even on the radar. Or they need a push, says David Ray, a certified financial planner in Los Angeles.
It's very rarely going to be, oh, I'm going to start saving for retirement. You know, when I first came out of college and I didn't even have a job, someone sat me down and made me put in $25 a month into a Roth IRA. So,
in a way, that's what states are trying to do. Five have passed new laws to automatically enroll workers into accounts, and more than a dozen have explored the idea. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.